The college football season came to an end this year with Clemson winning the FBS title, North Dakota the FCS championship, Valdosta State in Division II, and the University of Mary Hardin Baylor in D3. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible contribution to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information or if you'd like to give at WWIB.com. Mary Hardin B is a relatively small Christian-based school in Belton, Texas, south of Dallas. And the Crusaders defeated one of college football's powerhouses, Mount Union, out of Alliance, Ohio. The Purple Raiders in the Stag Bowl this year, 24-16. UMHB junior quarterback Luke Poorman is on the phone with me to recap. He's 6 foot, 190-pound junior out of Orlando, Florida. Actually, Luke transferred from Mount Union to Mary Hardin Baylor. And so, Luke, how was it? How did it feel to have your team beat your former ball club by 8 points to win the D3 title this year?
Yeah, it was honestly a crazy experience. You know, winning the national championship there aren't many things like it. Like just all of your hard work, you know, getting to reach that point and then actually doing it and winning the national championship is a great feeling. But then winning it over my former teammates was a totally different aspect compared to like when I won it at Mount and I didn't know the UMHB guys on the other side. So like getting to look across and seeing guys that I had hung out with and been great friends with for 2.5 years, you know. So it was just, there's so many words like to describe it. It's just hard to put them all together. But I mean, just the way it started off, Mount jumped to, they jumped out to a pretty deep, I think, 10-0 lead at one point, and it was kind of like, oh, man, you know, we got to rally the troops, and, you know, our team showed a great resiliency and battled through adversity, and it was really cool seeing that, seeing all these guys that you've put so much hours in really push and get that extra gear going and, you know, pulled out a victory and got to celebrate in Texas with basically a home crowd only being 3 hours from campus. And, man, it was just wild. It was a great, great season, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, you were in street clothes for that one because you'd injured your foot a few weeks before, had pins inserted, so you were kind of limping around on a pair of crutches. Tell us how that happened and how tough it was for you, you know, not to be able to play in that game against your old ball club.
Yeah, so our last game of the regular season, I was in, and it was a design QB run play. I was running the ball and fighting for a few extra yards, and as I was trying to get those few extra yards, my foot got stuck like in the ground and it got rolled up on and from behind, and I tore the Lisfranc ligament in my foot. But that time I thought I had just sprained my ankle because I played through two sprained ankles in a game in high school, and I was like, okay, you know, I think this is what it is. I'm going to give it a few more plays, test it out, you know, try and tough it out. But, next play, I didn't put any weight on it because I couldn't stand on that foot. And so then the following play, I was like, all right, I'm going to test it. Put weight on it, fell right to the ground, couldn't do it. So your Lisfranc ligament basically holds your toes, the toe bones, so all those little bones in the middle of your foot. And when you tear that, that allows them to, like, spread apart. So that's why I now have two screws in my foot to hold everything together so that can heal. But as you're saying, not playing in the national championship, you know, that's tough. I would have loved to play against my old teammates. I mean, I was talking to them, you know, when I was leaving, like, hey, we're going to play against you guys. And, you know, that was one of the things being on that team. All the guys on UMHB talked about as well, like, hey, we're going to get there. You're going to get to beat your old teammates. And then getting there, not being able to play was definitely tough, and I had a lot to learn. But then it also gave me a new role on the team to, you know, be encouraging, be able to, you know, when I see something that I may not see, like as a player, but kind of getting to look at like as a coach aspect, I kind of got to provide some advice here and there, and it was a different role, definitely not what I expected, but God was teaching me a lot through it for sure.
Yeah. So you wind up transferring to this small Christian school in Texas called Mary Hardin Baylor, all the way from Mount Union up in Ohio, Alliance, Ohio. And you'd been in Texas, what, once before in your life?
Yeah, in 2016, so my freshman year at Mount, they played Mary Hardin Baylor. So we played Mary Hardin Baylor in the semifinals in Belton. And that was the first time I had ever been in Texas. And then when I started looking to transfer and I visited there, that was only the second time. And then when I moved down there, that was the third time I'd ever been there.
Okay. Well, that's how you got there. Why you left Mount Union and transferred to another school is something we'll save for our next conversation here on Sports Commentary with Luke Poorman, 6 foot, 190-pound junior QB with the Crusaders of the D3 champions, Mary Hardin Baylor, this year. Thank you, Luke, for coming by. We'll talk soon. God bless you.
Really appreciate it. Have a great one.